But we gotta start off with the elephant in the room. Why we took such a long break?
Where do we go? Oh, this is just a reunion tour at the request of our listener.
Do we really want to be honest with what happened? Ranji went to Turkey to get hair transplants. Had to take some time off until they actually started growing in, and they said it's going to take about 4 to 6 weeks with water.
And it didn't work.
It didn't work. It's not working. Now I have to go back to Turkey for a follow-up.
Yeah.
So,
well, I'd say Dildeep, our one fan, did request for us to do another episode, which I thought was hilarious. Our one regular listener. I don't know if you've had any requests. I've had a request. That was my one request.
I realize no one really likes me.
I have two requests. One was, are you guys done? And then the other one was, are you guys recording anytime soon?
Here's the thing. Here's my truth.
That shows interest. I'll take it.
I had one person who ever admitted to listening to the podcast to me and saying, hey, I love it. And then they started hating me because I kept chirping them because, you know, fuck them. And yeah, so I think I actually had... So while you guys gained followers and gained people who wanted to be part of this world, I think I drove the one person who even cared to admit to listening to this away. So
I see.
I'm doing my part.
But they did appreciate our consistency. So that was one of the takeaways. And if that was the one good thing we had, we kind of failed on that as well.
Just talking? What's the show about? It's about nothing. It's about nothing.
I just want these guys to know you got another thing coming, bitch. I'm still around.
Look, man, the one thing I realized that as you get older, time becomes harder to come by.
Careful with your words there.
There's just so much, like, it's so hard. Like, you think that we'd be more organized, but there's just so much stuff that comes, so many things that just hit you off left wing. And I didn't want this podcast to become, like, burdensome, like, doing it while you're stressed, because what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah, fair enough.
And so my theory is if life's fucked up, if you're kind of rocked, why record?
Is that where you're golfing now? Going back to what you were saying.
So I'm golfing now because I'm an idiot.
Hold on, wait. You still have your own podcast or whatever is that thing that you do.
Oh, yeah, by the way, if you really want to tune in and you're missing me. But here's a thing. No one who listens to this, I have such weird demographics. The people who listen to that thing would throw up in their mouth having to listen to me talk about interest rates and home economics and politics, right? And the people who listen to this podcast generally think I'm the idiot on this podcast. You know what I mean?
Well, so they don't care. Drop a line. At least name the other podcast. What's it called?
I mean, it's not really even a podcast. It's called Everything Bagel. Available on all podcast platforms, I think. But really, it's a YouTube channel. And the problem with it being on a YouTube channel is I'll throw in, like, actual insight on topics with my thoughts on Halo and the current state of FaZe Clan and random shit like that. So
I have no idea what they're talking about right now.
And so, see, the cross-population between this podcast and all that kind of stuff just doesn't really gel.
So you're saying that's a young man podcast. This is the old grumpy podcast. Pretty much what you're saying, yeah.
I use this podcast for clout because I'm associated with a doctor and a lawyer, and I've somehow...
That's fucking first time I heard of it.
And I feel like the other podcasts or other... It's not even a podcast. I don't even know. It is what it is. I play video games. And then the funny thing is I think once people realize I actually just play video games on that channel, they get annoyed and they're like, what are we doing with our life? And what is he doing with his life? And then...
Hey, they're the ones watching.
But they're not, right? They watch the one video. I think I've surmised that there's a segment of the population that thinks I'm bloody rich and that I'm just chilling in life, like I'm retired. Like there's people.
I've had a lot of people come up to me asking me if you sat on a lot of Bitcoin. Yeah. And I say yeah.
I have that all the time. Well, and
that's all his mining equipment in the back. That's what he's doing anyway.
I like five PCs here. No, it's because I got into Bitcoin early, but then I also I feel like I'm pretty transparent with, yeah, I could have been a multi-billionaire, but I lost a shit ton of it playing dice. This is what I don't think people realize is, yes, I was in Bitcoin early, But at the time that I was in Bitcoin, the only thing that people thought you could do with Bitcoin is gamble it. So I'd sit on dice sites where you pick like 5, 6 and you put a Bitcoin in and you try to double it. And I got to a point where I had like 112 Bitcoin just from this dice site because you could auto enable it, right? But at the time, there was nothing, there was no reality to Bitcoin. I'd tell people, hey, the future of Bitcoin is bright, buy some. But then I'm sitting there, I'm like, eh, let's just play dice with this. Cause
That's like the dude who bought a pizza or something with a one Bitcoin or something.
No, man, 600 Bitcoin.
600? Wow. Oh my God. But it was, what's that worth today?
I mean, but at the same time, Bitcoin was worth 25 cents at the time. Like, what's he supposed to do with it? The pizza guy probably thought, yo, this guy's a quack. He's not going to do anything. I'm just going to entertain this thing before he kills me. You know what I mean? It's hard.
That was a 39 million pizza.
Yeah. It's like, you can't.
Hey, hindsight's 2020, right?
It is what it is. But either way, I'm not retired. I'm just an idiot. And I'm an idiot who's now started golf.
But you're right to your earlier point. It's layers and layers. You just don't have time to do things. But I don't know how you're finding time to have play golf.
Yeah, now there's my wife. She's so like, what the hell are you doing here?
you pick the one sport they all like to hate, golf. You know, if you said you're going to the gym or if you're trying to do some kind of physical activity, you probably would have got a pass, green light maybe.
I mean, I'm going to be 100% transparent here because I believe in 100% transparency with the audience, the 12 people who listen to this, the 4 people who told you that they listen to this, admittedly.
The one.
Yeah, man. I don't know. It's kind of like I try to do something fun. Like I was like, you know what? Last year I flopped on this marathon thing. I went, paid $200, joined up again. And like this entire month, I was just like, I have yet to run 5K. I went to the gym a few times to try and get there. But, and then I just kind of said, fuck it. What am I doing?
Yeah, AquaFit won't help.
Huh?
AquaFit classes won't help.
I swam twice out of like a sheer thing of thinking I could make it a routine. But like swallowing water is enough of a reason not to go back to swimming.
And that you're probably the youngest guy in that class by like 25 years.
No. I feel like I fit in. The beard really ages you sometimes, depending on the audience. I don't know, man. I'm an idiot. I don't really have anything other to say than... And now golf. You know how freaking expensive golf is? Like, obviously you guys do. You guys know about golf. Golf's expensive. $30 a round to practice. To practice how to play is $30. Who actually pays $150. I got nothing, man. I'm just living life on hard mode. I don't know why I should just start shuffleboard or something. And you know
what sucks? You're moving up. Fine. Good. That's why you're such a conservative.
So I don't know if you guys have this, but like video games got me hanging out with younger guys again. Not kids, let's be clear. I'm not hanging out with kids. I'm hanging out with younger 30-year-olds. Which as a 40-year-old is younger, late 20s, early 30s. And these guys...
Shinda loves the kid.
And so my wife's like, how are these guys golfing midweek? And I was like, she's like, don't they have kids and families and jobs? I was like, yo, they're just married, youngins.
No, the answer, they're all bille. That's right? The answer is no to all those 3 questions.
She's like, I hope you don't think you're going to be able to just get up and leave for golf. I'm like, no. But you know, every now and then, allow it.
It is crazy. You get to a stride in life where, like you're saying, golf's expensive. It gets to a point where it's, yeah, I could play if I wanted to. I don't got any time.
Yeah.
It's like dedicating 4 hours in a day.
Do you guys remember that?
It's incredibly hard to find.
It's like when you're young, it's like that.
When you're young, you have time and energy, but you don't have the money.
Yeah. And then when you're older and you have the money, but you don't have the time and you have the
energy. Sound like a bunch of midlife crisis guys, like the buying a sports car when they're 50 something, right? So
I thought midlife crisis was 40.
Yeah, probably.
You probably used to be 35 because who the hell was living at 80, right? Now, people are saying, yo, that he died mad young.
According to the government, midlife's going to be at like 60 now because young people can't do nothing.
Oh, shit. Yo, you see that thing where they're pensions, they're ra thinking of raising pensions? Or
That's
no.
good, right?
No, it was a conservative commentator from the US who argued that pensions should be raised to 75 because people are living longer and they're working longer in life, and
Oh,
that,
your retirement age should go up.
pardon? Yeah, your
You're saying
retirement
your
age shouldn't be
retirement.
65 and it should be moved up because, you know, people are living longer. It gives people incentive to live, work and live, because normally when people stop working is when they start to lose purpose in life.
That guy just doesn't want to pay pensions, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
dude,
if you have
they
an older
tried
workforce, less
to
opportunities for the young.
the country down last summer. Remember? Macron tried to like push the age. I think in France it was like 60 to 65.
The riots.
A year. But they fucking rioted like crazy.
The French ha know how to riot. I'll give them that. French know how to protest.
They're not a protest.
You see that, like their farmer protest? They started putting shit on the legislative's buildings.
It's awesome.
That was like Belgium or some shit. That was fucking sick though.
But you re respect it, right? Like it's like they treat politicians like trash, and I kind of respect that.
Yeah, they treat them like servants.
Yeah,
Which is
and meanwhile, in Canada, they're treating us like the bums, right?
there are some good Wagyu Khalsa, Wagyu Jeegi Fetes today at the Nugget Keith.
Oh, did you go?
No, just caught up.
I didn't see any
I
clips
don't go in
today.
the rain. I don't go in the rain.
I used to go in the rain, but then
Is your hair gonna get
I real quick,
Wait,
is the downtown Nugget Keithin done?
is the Nugget Keithin
No,
done?
not the Nugget Keithin, the downtown Nugget Keithin, the one, the Toronto one.
The fragmentation it kind of takes the allure out of, or the at least the significance, doesn't it, out of having one big one? Like, there's too many of them to keep track.
There are more definitely now because we have a lot more Gurdwara popping up. I swear to God that you can't.
I mean, that's not a bad thing, right? Like, to have them, but like to have that. Okay, well, let's reverse this. Do you think, and I was actually discussing this with my mom today. I was like, do you think the downtown one's even necessary?
That was that like
I you have Mississauga City Center, you have all these big city centers now. And if
if
you're
it.
just looking to go to government building, there's tons around. You can make it happen. There's lots of squares. Why are we fixated on Toronto?
I think the thing with Toronto traditionally was let's reach a bigger population of people who aren't familiar with Sikhs. But brother, everyone knows who a Sikh is these days. They
Yeah,
see us friggin' stealing liquor from the liquor store these days.
what I'm saying, there's a
Every guy
yeah
food for
to
delivery is a Sikh, right?
FNU, man, first thing
Yeah.
on them.
Yeah.
But that's the point, right? So why not localize it more, kind of redistribute those funds? I think they do spend quite a bit of money trying to organize that downtown one. So why not just bring that more back to your local community? I mean, what's the closest community to the downtown one? It would be Scarborough, I guess, right?
Yeah, but I
Because
mean,
there's no downtown core community of six.
there
I
used to
think,
be dirt. It's done now.
yeah, the paper, whatever it was, yeah,
But it's all about the Malton Nugget Keithin, really, because that's the one that's goes through the community. People are a lot more people can get to it because it's just accessible. You don't getting downtown still a headache, and parking downtown still a headache,
Malton man's always been biased.
right? You're from Malton too. I know what you hate.
I'm just laughing.
You know, everyone still can park in the Malton, and I think the food options in the like along the route in the Malton one are more than the downtown one.
We're
What
talking about
exactly?
the free food, the that we're
The
don't
free
that's
food, yeah.
you think you're raiding the stalls? Give Google reviews at Lunger at Gurdwara?
This guy's nice.
If you're one of those guys, there he goes.
Wow, I like how this guy's internet still hasn't gotten better. Some things will never
Swear
change.
to God. I swear to God, this guy's been controlling it the whole time. Every time I make a comment, it cuts me off.
My hands are right here.
Yeah, let me see them there because they're keep going
You're one of those fuckers that says Lunger is very blissful. Five stars.
Five stars. Delicious meal. Can't thank the chef enough.
Man, so much has changed though. Like I feel like the downtown Nugget Keithin, back to your point, I don't think it serves the same point that it did 30 years ago.
even the allure, right? Like, you know, okay, what's the actual, how much is there a like, this is so stupid of me asking. There's no requirement of an actual kilometer distance for this thing, right?
Oh no, for no, it's just as long as you can do it around the
so block. Like, how far are people actually walking for the Malton one? From Malton to Dixie, I guess it is, right?
No, Malton. Holy smoke, Asia.
Sorry, wrong. Malton to the other one. I forgot the name.
Other one. Rexdale, Gordota. I think the general other thing way. Is the people well, generally
just, take just it up. I just a committee beef there, eh?
Yeah. People take it up to the Humberwood Bridge. So that's where the focal point is. That's where a lot of the stalls get set up. And so either people, the Rexdale guys... Yeah, so people choose. They're like, do we go walk from Malton to Humberwood? I don't know if anyone that I know does a full Malton to Rexdale hike. They all go halfway. Sense, right? Like, either they go up to the halfway or they start at halfway to the finish.
But I get it, right? You're going from location to location. But what's, like in Toronto, they just start off at a random spot and end up at a random spot.
So they start off at the CNE Convention Center.
Yeah.
And then they go up to
Queens Park.
Yeah, or City Hall.
It's City Hall, sorry. Nathan Phillips.
And I remember as a kid, the biggest bungalow with downtown was once you get to City Hall, you have to walk back.
Yeah.
And with Malton, it's just like you go halfway and you walk back. And
no, they have the buses, though.
They had the buses, but the buses were all, like, you can't, like, get in front of all the buddy in line, right?
Yeah.
I remember all so the
big... I got my free food. I need my Uber ride now, too.
But, like... Growing up, we were always with the Gutka guys, the cool kids, to say, right, per se. And then you just hop on your, like, stall or your float back. And I don't even remember how we got around because I never had a car. I was always broke. I never had a car. I just jumped in with someone and they took me home magically. So.
This should just centralize it. Like, everybody just.
Kind of like malted to
one location. And then, like, you know, you end up in one big congregation and that's the.
I mean, the Malton Nugget then was
like this, right? Gordora to Gordora anyways, right? So it kind of
follows
the form. But like the Malton Nugget then was just walk around Malton. Morningstar to Goreway, back down Derry, back to Malton, Gordora. It was a nice little route. I enjoyed that one. I actually enjoyed that one. That was my favorite route. But honestly, the Nugget Kirtan, I think, is more... It's no longer about educating people on who we are. I think it stopped being that almost 15 years ago, and it was more of an excuse to get everyone together and have like a nice outing within the community.
It's a flex of our numbers.
Yeah,
it's an outing now.
But like, dude, I was thinking about this today. I don't think Americans, and I don't know if we have any American listeners who listen to this, but I don't think anyone who does not live here will be able to like actually comprehend just how busy like Canada is now. Like, imagine living in Yuba or Fresno, which are like really concentrated desi Sikh populations in the U.S., in the States. They think like 500 Sikhs getting together is a nice, you know, hey, I saw 2 Sikhs at the Walmart today. That's I see 2 white guys in a 30-kilometer radius and I'm like, holy shit, how'd you get here, bud?
Oh, you know, when you say the word desi, it comes with many different... labels. But, yeah, exactly that. What does that even mean anymore? You have so many different labels of different types.
But we're not just all Sikhs here. It's Sikhs. It's Gujaratis are pretty dominant in population. You see them everywhere. They got, you know, did we even ever talk about the Hanuman statue? Like the fact that they had that they got their things. Like they're predominant.
But I mean, the U.S., I would say the U.S., though, they have a pretty strong community.
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like it's a little bit intermingled here. I don't know. Either way, I think like Americans are used to seeing more white people than they would be here. I think that would culture shock.
And also Americanized Desis, whatever that word can imply.
ABCD?
I think that, no, I mean, or first gen. I think when here you come, you're kind of shocked now.
Yeah.
You know, because of the level of immigration. But yeah, it's a good question, man. The format of the Nugget Kirtan in what 10 years, with the population size, what's that going to look like? And could it be done better?
But what's cool about the Nugget Kirtan these days, and I don't know if you guys keep up with some of the smaller communities, like London now has a Nugget Kirtan.
Oh, that's cool.
Waterloo Kitchener have a Nugget Kirtan. I think someone sent a video of like a Thunder Bay Nugget Kirtan. Like these small rural communities that you didn't even know had a sick base.
But isn't, like, isn't that the traditionally kind of the way it's supposed to be anyways? It is smaller. It's not this massive event usually, right?
Depends where it's happening. Like,
I'm going to talk about Ludhiana or something. I don't know. It'd be probably huge.
No, but the people have them in their bins and stuff. That's what I'm saying. Like, this is not having smaller ones is not a foreign idea. It's not a new idea. So it's kind of.
I mean, I remember Brampton started having four like small ones. And I'm like, because there's so many Gurdwara now, and each one wants to like. Yeah, the Robertson
Gurdwara, right?
Peter Robertson. Robertson one was epic because that's where they friggin' unveiled the Indira Gandhi getting shot up float that got picked up everywhere. Yeah, it's an interesting time, man. Growing up here, and I'm curious how we navigated with our kids. Like, I want to take my kid to the Nugget Kirtan just so that they'll see how the community, how much of the community exists, and that they're not just in this bubble. I don't know how to explain it because it's really not a bubble. I just want them to see like the massive community that is around them. So I think Nugget Kirtans are important. I wanted to take them downtown, but it was raining today, and I, you know, with kids, you don't want to get them wet and sick because.
Blame the kids.
Yeah, blame the kids, man. Fuck the kids. Holy smokes, I'm Chatty Cathy today, man. You guys caught me off guard.
Chatty Cathy, that's a new one.
I'm all over the place.
Right. Like, I want to take my kid for the same reason, right? Just so they see, like, the community gets together for stuff. It's not just, you know, our family and friends and cousins.
Yeah, it's that's a good point. I mean, you want to see that it's bigger, right?
Yeah.
We're bigger on a larger scale, and there is a community, but yeah, it's.
Plus, I want them to see all the politicians coming out. I don't know if anybody got a tally of who came today. I know JT was there for sure.
JT is the downtown. I feel like that.
Was he there?
Yeah.
JT was there today? Wow.
You know, it's an election season when
they
got to come out to personally, and it's no longer sitting a minister on his.
And he's like, and he's posting tweets every day now.
Is he?
So clearly he's. Yeah. Clearly he's not. The most confident of politicians right now.
How do you guys feel about... So, I don't know. You guys are old, too. Let's not kid ourselves.
As long as you admit you're older.
I'm older. I am.
I think I'm the oldest, right?
No, I am.
Right?
I think I'm... Anyways.
Anyways.
Age aside, we'll talk
geriatric. He still looks older than both of us, so that's fine.
We can talk geriatric problems later, but... The one thing that's interesting about the downtown Nugget Kirtan is it always attracted the politicians, and it gave the politicians a safe space to go out and speak.
Yeah.
Whereas the Rexdale Malton one was very conservative, I want to say, in who got stage time. So, like, I can honestly see Pierre being more comfortable coming to the Rexdale one than the Toronto downtown one. Amidst all the Khalistan flags.
That's a good point. Do you think the whole community is still very liberal?
No.
No.
That's what I mean. It wouldn't matter.
Hold on. Can we take a show of hands here of who no longer supports JT on this podcast? Please, just raise your hand. And
all three of us.
Can we acknowledge that for
the last 2 years... Okay, hold on. I know how you're going to phrase this. I know how you're going to phrase this, but... How many of us are like PP?
I can't support the party that is propped up by Modi, but Shinda can.
Shinda can. He put his hands up.
You guys don't listen to PP talking like, oh man, I think that sounds semi-smart. No?
No.
You guys aren't speaking. You guys this went.
Is like the first time where I'm actually considering not voting is the best option.
Maybe the Green Party needs to vote.
Come on. You guys really want to pay 65% in capital gains?
No.
After 250?
That was stupid.
Well, let's hope they change it. We'll see what happens.
Is there anything Trudeau said as of late that you've been like, maybe there is a chance that he'll...
I'm definitely not voting for him. I don't think any one of us. Like, it's time for a change. Right? And it's...
Look, I'll be honest. I think...
Aside from our personal reasons... He's kind of really shot himself in the foot even more so, right? Like this budget, for example, was a moment for him to kind of get back or get more people. Even people that like aren't affected as much, they just don't like him. He's at an all-time low. And when you hear Christy Freeland talk, it's a whole that's a whole nother layer of it all. You're kind of like, what are these? Yeah, like, who's blaming you on your PR, right? Like,
yeah, when people blame them for inflation or something stupid like that, then I think, yeah, you know, you're kind of dumb. It's a global issue, whatever. You're just frustrated. Yeah. It is what it is. Like, there's legitimate things to shit on him about the carbon tax.
Yeah.
The carbon tax is funny, though.
Like, fucking budget. Huh?
The carbon tax is funny because the liberals aren't hammering the fact that, you know, Stephen Harper agreed about the carbon tax 20 years ago and that we're just in the future of what...
Yeah, but everything's... Right? I mean, things change, right? So...
Yeah, it's just... I just feel like the liberals suck at PR because there's certain stuff that they can deflect, but instead they double down in the weirdest way.
No, I think it's the narrative, right? So when you hear them talk, there's always this omission by all politicians that they never made a mistake, which is pretty standard. But the way they framed it, especially around the budgetary talk, is kind of like, oh, you know, we need X amount of people to do their part because that's why you're suffering. And when you hear that, you're like, okay, but how about all the money you wasted to get us here? You know, so there's no talk of fiscal responsibility because it doesn't exist. I can give you more, but can you guarantee that'll be used wisely? Or are you just going to say, well, that was the budget this year. We got to keep going.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the question now, right? Like, put aside everything else. Can you handle the money? And I think the answer for them is no, clearly. Yeah. And even if I gave you more, what are you going to do with it? Yeah. You know, how does it better the pocket of every other ordinary Canadian? It doesn't. It just hides a lot of your mistakes. You know, we need more money because, yeah, we used it over there and that was a mistake. It doesn't, like, you just can't be going on this train all the time. Eventually, someone's going to have to come and put the brakes, and it will be hard times for the entire country, and it is going to suck. But we, what's our interest bill this year? $40 billion? $40 billion? And you're kind of like...
A billion is a new million.
40.
Yeah.
Is it 40 of the interest payments? It's some crazy number.
But they're never going to pay it back. There's no way a government's ever going to...
Yeah, but then they shouldn't...
$40 billion check, right?
But you shouldn't spend more. Or at least... You know what? It's not even spending. Fine. You need more money for more programs. Fine. But at least have the decency to look back and see where there's wastage.
Arrive this 10. Is both...
And you know, that's what I was going to get to. Like, to Robbie's point, like, first of all, mismanaging money, that... is what's going to stick in everybody's mind. And the Liberals finally have a scandal that is easy for people to comprehend. They paid $30 million for an app, you know, and they're getting comparative figures of, like, let's say $1 million, you know, on top.
And his Bahama trips or Jamaica trips don't have, like, everything can kind of line up as this guy doesn't know how to manage money, you know? And his narrative is like, well, I need to tax more. I need more money to help the you know, but you put us here. Oh, the housing crisis. But you invited a million people, and now you're saying, oh, it's not my fault. You're like, wait,
what? No, but then they stop on it, right? Because they're like, well, housing's not a federal issue. But the last election, they said, you know, we're going to do what we can. And now he's like, no, we're going to build more house. It's like this weird, is it your jurisdiction? Is it not? It's,
well, okay, look. Visas definitely is there from an immigration standpoint, not the accepted from the colleges, but letting those, is them.
Yeah,
for them to say they didn't know what was going on, it's such BS. Hear they all out. Be set over.
Hear me out.
No, here we go.
Government
is defending liberals now. I don't know this guy.
Government always default to the side that government's stupid.
Yes.
No matter who's in charge. So when they say we didn't know what we're doing, I trust them. I'm like, I know you don't know what you're doing. We don't know how many people we let in. The question isn't. The question should be, how did you not know we? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, he says we've been...
No, I think the thing, they just thought, okay, well, this money's coming to the country. It's good for the country. And we have a labor shortage, which is such bullshit. Like, it gets to a point where you're like, you let all these kids in. It's not the kids' fault. This is where, like, it all kind of, you know, they're getting mistreated by agents in another country and being sent here to false colleges and not really getting an education. And they're paying a lot of money for it, right? So, and some of them are using it for immigration, but that's the system that's been laid out.
70% of them are using it for immigration?
I think 100% are. I think everybody is. I mean, isn't that your intent to come to a country?
It's not like you're coming to Canada to get a diploma.
For quality education.
A job in India, you know what I mean? It's
exactly,
I come here, I go to school, and then I'll use it as a way to get PR.
And so, I mean, that aside, it's easy to blame the students, but like, man, you had to say that we didn't know, and the fact that he changed it in within 2 weeks, like they felt the pressure and they just changed everything 2 weeks. They shut down the colleges, shut down private colleges. So you literally turned the switch off in 2 weeks. You literally couldn't turn that tap off 3 years ago, you know, when people were saying it. So I believe, you know, yeah, they are stupid. I don't think they're as ignorant or as naive as we make them out to be. And there's always, they just don't want to take the hit politically for doing something, right? So if now think about it, people are upset that there's no students coming in. If you were planning on renting out your basement, you're naturally just more mad at the government, right?
No matter what,
there's always a political. You know, so from my perspective, it's like, are they really there for the betterment of the country? You know, and those are hard decisions to say. Basically, I might lose my seat, but like, I ain't gonna let this happen. Right?
I just think we haven't elected the best and brightest. We elect the richest and most popular. And they're not the people who are on top of the ball. They don't know who to talk to in the bureaucracy. Stuff starts happening. And like, yeah, it's not really an issue I got to deal with until it's an issue they got to deal with. And then people start asking them questions. And then they're calling people, asking them for the information. And like, oh, shit, I didn't know that. Gosh. Like, sometimes I talk to politicians and the amount of stuff that they don't know, I think would surprise you, unless they need to know it.
It's pseudo knowledge.
Yeah.
You know, it's acting like as if you know everything, but you know, some are very successful in their own respective careers. They're specialists or experts in what they do, and they can apply that same thought process to another field fine. What? But there's some that are so bad in their entire field or have not done anything in life.
I should take that back.
They make these huge decisions that have such financial implications for everybody.
I take that back.
It's scary, you know?
I take saying that politicians are stupid back because I have a lot of friends who are politicians and they're all really smart.
They might be listening to this podcast.
No, they won't. They have better things to do with their time, like play golf. So politicians I know are pretty smart people. What politicians suck at is doing a holistic view of what they're about to do and how it's going to affect other things. What they look for is, if I implement this, how can I sell it and will it be good PR? Until it's not, right? When Trudeau brought in all the students, it was a great diversity pitch. It was a great, you know, we're going to... It sounded great on paper, I think, for the most part.
And the full-time thing. It was the full-time work thing that really screwed everything up, right? When you had that limit, you still had some control. When now you got a student visa, you can come here work full-time.
And
so it's a work, hours. it's a work yeah, visa.
You guys see this dental program that the NDP, yeah, Liberal Coalition tried to do, right? And only like eight dentists across Canada have signed up. And I was asking a dentist about this. I was like, yo, what's going on? He's like, look, we legit get messages from our board and our college saying, do not sign up for this because they have not implemented it correctly. So there's a problem of they're not giving you money back for your hours properly. There's a whole lot of questions that they haven't answered yet. So people are like,
no due diligence. Yeah.
So they're like, this program is so like haphazardly like implemented right now that it's just not worth your effort to take on the risk of dealing with this.
Sounds like the NDP to me.
Yeah, it's like the bureaucracy doesn't even know what's going on.
I've baked ideas.
So that's where
that's his big thing, right? You know, so
you're talking.
Could he say no to the budget? Is that within his?
That's within his rights. And this is why. All right, man. Let me tell you something that's really on my mind. I like Jagmeet as a human being, but as a politician, banda fudla. Like, I don't understand him. And I say this with all due respect, because I don't want this guy to punch me when I see him, if I ever see him again at a family function. Right? Not even my family, like my friend's family, which I guess he doesn't invite me. Whatever. Don't punch me in the face for saying this, Jagmeet. I'm not attacking you personally. But fucking wrong with you, man. This guy tweeted about how much he hates the Liberal Party's budget. Saliha, vote no then. Just vote no. This budget's serving the conservative interest. This budget's serving the... Say no. This guy is going to tweet about it and then say, okay, well,
we're
yeah, giving... he's propping up the government. He could, you know, trigger a vote in Oklahoma.
No, yeah, he would trigger the election. Yeah.
Like, this guy wakes up in the morning, looks himself in the mirror, ties his bug, and then does the most fudu shit. Like, I don't know what we're doing with this guy. Like, at some point, he probably has to, like, and I say this with all due respect. Like, he has smart...
Respectfully.
I've met people in these campaigns during my tenure in life as an old person. I've seen... There's just so many dumb kids who are... I don't know, man. All I can say is I'm so irked by how fudu this guy is, and I know he's a smart human being. So for him to do this stuff with a straight face and not think that people are going to catch on to just how dumb he is... Or how dumb these things sound irks me. It's like, I know you know better. Why? You know when your kid does something and you know you're smart? Like, please, stop.
Grinds your gears.
Dude, him tweeting that I cannot support this budget and then supporting it and then making us think he can't support it. The fuck is wrong with you, man?
Yo, you know what gets to me about him? It's like this, you know, the whole narrative against corporate companies and corporate greed. I mean, we live in a capitalist society, right? If someone wasn't greedy, you probably wouldn't have a job. And we're talking about 99% of the people out there. You probably work for some corporate entity. Someone who created that was probably greedy. And it's called incentive.
Oh my god, that was so good.
I'm telling you, this guy.
Holy smokes.
So, it's like, if you have no incentive to do anything, you know, they're saying, well, we're going to tax this and tax that. What do you think is going to happen? You know, if you don't have someone who is incentivized to create businesses or to employ people because there's no payday at the end, you know, like, education is a great point. If someone told you you're basically going to make nothing, but you need to be educated for 10 years, is there an incentive? You know, would you do it? Would anybody do it? And what are the ramifications of that? Like, they're going to have, like, if they do go through with this kind of tax they're talking about, there are going to be doctors or people thinking about becoming doctors who start reconsidering, like, maybe I just stay in the U.S.
I know. Right? I can only speak from, like, people I know. I know several dentists who are thinking that they're not going to come back to Canada.
Yeah.
People who just graduated saying, what's the point?
Why would you, though? Like, they're, let's be honest. So I'm not talking about, like I'm. Let's just talk MDs, right?
Hmm.
And family doctors right now.
The real doctors.
Yeah, for sure. 100%. They take on a lot more responsibility and they're your primary care. But we are dwindling in numbers. People aren't going in. And the response of the Minister of Small Business was, we'll just invite more from overseas. It's like... They just don't understand.
Slap in the face, right?
Well, no, not really, because, like, one, you're inviting the world, right? But you're not propping up the healthcare system to be ready for it. So, and then you blame the people that are here trying to fight that wave, saying, well, now we're going to de-incentivize you, pay you less, essentially, and you're going to see more. Like, it's like someone's not thinking. If they were smart, they would actually pay them a lot more than they're already getting paid. And more doctors would stay, or more doctors would be influenced to do the 8 to 9, 10 years of school to become doctors. It's stupid. Like, look at all these systems around the world. Look at the NHS right now. It's not doing well. You know, and what Alberta just announced, that they're doing this now nurse practitioner program, where a nurse practitioner can make up to 70% what a family doctor can. Or there's some program where they're going to do primary care through nurse practitioners, which is fine. They need it. No problem. But now, why would a doctor go there if you're like, why would I become a doctor? I'll just become a practitioner nurse, right? Like, there has to be some incentive to anything we do, right? Or why would we do it? So
I just want to go out on a limb and say that I respect nurses and I think nurses should make a fortune.
No, 100%. No one's arguing that, right? But at the end of the day, there is still hierarchy in all healthcare systems, right? A family doctor doesn't make as much as a specialist. And there's a good reason for that. Right? When something's complicated, you send it to a specialist.
I guess, so, I know I'm not a smart man. I think we've all acknowledged that throughout this podcast. I'm not the smartest, you know, sharpest nail in the box, more like a rusty old one. Why don't they just, like, you don't got to, you know, you said pay them more.
Just pay them more. Yeah,
just give them tax breaks.
or that.
Or that.
And they did. And that's what the corporate structure was. And now you've kind of gone backwards and said, well, they didn't want to pay them more, so they let them become incorporated.
Yeah.
That was how they kind of justified it. Well, you can incorporate, you know, sorry?
They split the income.
Incomes, whatever. All the corporate kind of abilities you can have by incorporating yourself and having a professional corporation. That was kind of the give. Well, we can't pay you anything else. Do this.
All right. I guess what I'm curious about is, this is a question I ask a lot of people when I talk to them about this. As successful human beings who've accomplished things, what's the incentive to live in Canada these days?
My family.
Other than roots, you get rid of
family,
roots, right?
Family.
So it's really just like, you know, you're here. But there's no...
It used to be a narrative of like, look, it's a good country. It's a safe country. It's
not,
you know,
safe no more.
The moral is the ideal. I think it's still... No. I still think when you look around the world, we're still pretty good. You can't
compare
say that.
Yourselves to like...
Where?
Friggin'
pick a country.
Slums is not a bar that we should be...
Okay, so pick a country.
Let's compare ourselves just to America. Let's just compare ourselves to America.
I would still take Canada living-wise and safety-wise. However, there is a duality to that. They get some freedoms that I think are being kind of changed here.
Themselves at the very least from crime.
Not even from that. Their economy. There's other things that are better down there. You can live there's a lower cost of living, which is amazing.
It's funny though, because Americans, like, I see them complaining about the exact same stuff we do. Like, I can't believe I'm paying this much for milk. $6. Yeah. You're insane. I'm like, $6, brother. What? Or
brother.
I love that.
Brother.
You know, I can't believe housing's gotten to the point of $700,000.
Brother, what? brother. No, I agree. I mean, but at the same time, so pick another country. Would you move to the UK? Like if you had to move today, no. same standard of living.
So UK
why?
Is the one country I think is below Canada in all regards.
France?
There's no country in Europe I'd want to move to.
Okay, so you got the States. And then state by state, obviously. Would you move to,
California?
West Virginia?
Texas, yes. Arizona, yes.
Yeah, you got like two places. No, it's basically Texas. That's what we're all getting at.
Yeah.
Right? So, you know, you wouldn't move to Pittsburgh.
I don't know anything about Pittsburgh. Don't they have no sales tax in Pittsburgh, right?
No, what I'm saying is same climate, same type of living. But what are you going to get from it, right? So, I mean, there is inherent advantages, and we might not admit it. We do love our country, but...
Yeah, but it is enough to say now, Robbie, that we wouldn't, that other than our roots...
I think we have the ability to, Ranjit. We have the ability to say, oh, I'm going to leave. We do, right? Like, let's just be honest. Like, some of us have the ability, like, oh, I'll just get pick up and go. Whereas vast majority of people who live here don't. And I'm talking about them. They're still in a better position. Being here in this country than a lot of the other respective countries, right? Like, I wouldn't want to be lower middle class in America, right? Yeah. Like, that's not. I'd rather be here. At least your healthcare and everything else is taken care of. There is still incentives for you.
I feel like Canada is a great place if you're broke. Canada is a shitty place if you're top middle class. Middle class has been divided and butchered to the point where being middle class, low middle class, is decent. Being high middle class, you're fucked. What are you doing here?
I mean, and the thinking always was, well, you pay more taxes for a better lifestyle and things are taken care of. But now they're saying that's not even enough. They need more. And you're kind of like, well.
My medical system is in shambles. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've had to unfortunately deal with it to a certain degree. And I appreciate the work people are trying to do within it.
Yeah.
But the fact that you got to wait a week and a half, 2 weeks for an MRI after having a stroke sometimes is bizarre to me.
That is a bit weird, right? Like, is that something that the government just come and solve? Like, just do it.
Like, listen, you know, it's the government prioritizes things based on the wait times that they have, which I understand. But not allowing people to like just get it done and paying that bonus or whatever they need to do, I just feel like it's such a hindrance to feeling.
But this private healthcare is popping up everywhere now, right? So. This is a new thing.
And
right?
I say this respectfully because I don't think the doctors here are greedy. I think the doctors who are still, you know, that they're putting up with this shit.
I don't like the word greed. I think it's such a stupid word. Like,
ambitious, man.
You know, you want to be better, so you work harder. Like, they're not, like, a doctor can't. So here's the thing, right? Someone can work a salary and do shit all behind their screen and just pretend they're doing work and still get paid.
All right.
For a doctor to make more money, they got to see more patients, right?
Yeah.
They got to see more patients. So for their ambition or to work harder, it,
well, it's not
it
takes even a the toll. Doctors, right? I feel like that system behind doctors is
just, they could also set up a medical clinic and not see as many patients and still make way more.
No, no, you could still make, no, that's not, but I'm not saying it from that respect, but that's not, how many, at the same time, how much is that really happening, right? You can have multiple clinics and that, but you've gotten to that point. And so you paid your dues, right? There's something that made you want to do it. No one just comes out of school and opens 20 clinics. It's not the way it works.
Doctors don't control the MRI wait list, right? It's the fact that...
Yeah, there's a back system that needs to be improved, for sure.
The system all around it, because from my understanding, like, there's these companies, corporate entities that run the hospitals. The hospitals aren't government-owned. There's private corporations that, I don't know if they run as not-for-profits or how they run, but they then hire doctors, hire nurses, do all the administration stuff, but they then bill the government, and the government donates money or gives them money, and it's on them to, like, use it, but then their directors probably make a shit ton more than the doctors that they hire make. I don't know. Their system
has... I have no idea the OHIPs, like, in terms of the hospitals, I have no idea, but I mean, but that's like, very true. In the U.S., it's like that. In the U.S., it's like that, yeah.
It's just so bizarre that I feel like, and I don't think it's for a lack of funding. I think it's for people get the money, and then the way they spread it down, a lot of it goes into consultation and stuff like that.
Consultant. It's just our system's just not ready for the amount of people. Just basic fact. Forget even payments and all that. Like, there's way too many people. You're de-incentivizing people to work. You're saying it's wrong to make money.
Yeah.
You know, this is Jagmeet and Trudeau's new thing. It's wrong for you to be successful.
Here's the one thing I don't understand about the
solution to that. Honestly, it's not like he took a pay cut.
Yeah.
It's not like they went after their own pensions and put more taxes on their own pension.
That's brilliant, where they introduced like that budget thing.
Yeah.
Allow them to all get qualified for their pension before they
before the election. Like, so these guys are no better, right? So I think at some point, if we in the society we live in, there has to be incentives.
But why would you do that? Like, so Jagmeet's big thing is Loblaws makes too much money. So why don't we have
The people that invest in their stock would disagree with him. They're saying make more money.
The government should just buy their
stock. I have stocks. Make more. That's their job. Who tells Apple, oh, you make too many iPhones? Let's cut it back again. Your earnings are too high this year. Right, and they'll say, well, you know, it's on food supply. Fair enough, it's too expensive.
It's not a apple to apple comparison.
Why not?
What you did there, but like, why can't we? Just,
why not?
Why don't we allow government to subsidize fruits and vegetables to the point that everyone has access to those at a cheaper rate?
I don't know the intricacies, but make it cheaper for farmers. Don't make it illegal for
dairy's already subsidized, I think.
But no, dairy's subsidized to the point where they're controlling.
Fluctuations in diesel can really affect pricing, right? And then Loblaws didn't help them out. This was the big thing, and that's what they're justifying as their increase in profit. But these guys have been making profit forever. So, you know, the government can come and think about it, but to say it's just corporate greed, I think that's so simple. Oh, the CEO is making so much money. Well, man, if that was my job, I'd want to make money too, right? Who's gonna take the stress on of that corporation and do it for a normal salary? Come on.
You think we're ever gonna get to a point where we have like the ACBO, where it's like fruit market that's governed by the government, or the fruit market where you can go that's government run, and everything is.
Yeah, but someone's paying for it. Nothing's free. The tax is paying for it.
They make a tax.
New government coming in, like, they got the grocery lobbyists, the Loblaw lobbyists, like, as part of the inner circle team for PPE too, right? Like, these problems aren't going to go away.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter who's in power. This is going to stay. Right, PP ain't drawing back any tax that these liberals put in. They're going to make that work.
He's not going to go back on it.
I remember he's going to say,
it is what it is. They left me in such a bad situation. I can't do anything.
The best
thing, and he'll go to spend his own.
The best thing is every
government. Terror hotline back on.
The first day of every government is we finally got a chance to see the books, and by golly gosh, they're not in any. They're not in the shape that we thought. Even though it's all public information, you wouldn't
It's more dire than we anticipated. So yeah, we're going to have to our approach.
That's the weirdest thing about government is it's so, like, government is transparent and open that, you know, the opposition knows exactly what the government's financials are. But every government, this isn't the conservatives are going to come and do it. The liberals, when they took back from Harper, like, holy shit, we didn't realize he did this. What do you mean you didn't realize he did this? I mean, I don't know. Governments love.
You know, be cool though. They should be willing. We should have a system where we pay a premium or a prime minister like we do CEOs. Your company does good, you get something out of it, right? Like sales. Like for us, you use the tax dollars. You brought the budget down. Yeah, you pay him $4 million for all I care. For his hard work and getting it done, pay him $5 million because that cost of paying that one guy. It's still going to be much worse than all the wastage, everything. Like, he could come and just be a dictator and say, no, this is exactly how it's going to go. Because in his head, he's like, I'm going to get paid. Yeah, let me cut this down. Let me just cut all these programs down. I'll get paid, right?
Hmm.
So incentivizing the top. What's his incentive? It's all these backroom deals that keep incentivizing them to be politicians.
Yeah. Maybe dictatorship's the way to go.
100%.
Sometimes the older I get, the more I think that China had his right. Not the communism part, maybe, I don't know about the communism part, but it's like, you know you fucked up when you think a fascist is doing it the right way. And the fascists have gotten him. So,
I have no actually hope. It's actually pretty bad. I take a look at the people running for nominations in Brampton for PP, and he's not pulling the Raj Gutterwals. He's pulling, like, some low caliber candidates, man, across the board. There's not one that I'm like.
One of our poor listener, the one guy he's probably running, Ranji just eviscerated him.
Dude, they're like across every riding that I know right now.
Is there any young lawyers?
No.
There's not one young lawyer. There has to be.
I know.
There has to be one young lawyer. There always is. Well, aren't they all young lawyers right now? Is it Ickbeer or whatever his name is? He's a lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Okay, then you have Prabh, who was a young lawyer. Yeah. Sakari, I'm not federally, but still politician in Brampton.
Yeah.
I'm yeah, really Prabh. Just curious where we're going with this. That's what
I'm just saying, you always have some young lawyer that pops up willing to run in Brampton.
I think the allure of being a politician is it's costly. You make less. And unless it's something that you've been involved in, there's little
incentive.
Like the lawyers who become politicians were involved in politics well before they became lawyers. You know what I mean? There hasn't been a lawyer who's
entered politics. Why do it? But why do it? If you know it's like kind of, you're not getting paid more, you're not going to.
Well,
why do it? Power?
Well, money, power, respect.
Well, is it easier paycheck than law? For sure. Way easier.
Yeah, for sure.
Easier hours.
What do MPs get paid right now?
120.
No.
No.
MPs? Wait, what are you talking about? Like 20 years ago?
MPs. Yeah, MPs. And then if you become a minister, you get like a 30K bump on that?
No, bro. It's more than that. It's like 2 something.
No.
To be a minister?
No, to be a minister, it's not 200. It's like.
Nah. Really?
Yeah, it's not a. A
little bravado for.
I'm fact-checking you as we speak.
That doesn't sound like enough money for the stress, and you get taxed up for it.
WhatsApp. WhatsApp will ChatGPT that shit for you now. How do you guys feel about WhatsApp?
Google 3.
There you go.
What site? Cite your sources.
CTV.
The guy who said Patrick Brown was having an affair. Right? CTV. Yeah, let's go with CTV. Those dumbasses don't.
I'm pretty sure it's listed on the Canadian and the federal.
Ministers website. Are making $2.99.
But well, that didn't.
Really? I'm in the scandal this year. All right. I legit.
That's like it's 120.
Holy smokes, they're making way too much.
I'm pretty sure that the teachers on the Sunshine List are making that much. So
Meat's making 260.
Fuck.
That's what Jagmeet's making, eh? No, but doesn't he get more as a leader as a party as well from his own party or something like that? Isn't there like, if you're the leader of a party, you get more money? And
party leaders, their salary went up by 11,300.
260 to not know that you can bring down the government that you hate.
Sorry, he's a 271 from 260 in 2023. My bad.
Hey. He's making more money.
Like I said, I'm not the smartest. I'm not the sharpest. And I'm pretty dumb now that I think of it, but... Damn.
What am I doing? I'm just surprised you thought it was 120. Does that not change your view on things?
It makes... I used to think, like, yo, man, at least you guys are humble and you're taking a pay cut to do this shit. Y'all ain't doing shit. Holy smokes.
I still think it's a pay cut for lawyers.
Maybe. That's a pay cut.
I don't know, man. Now I'm feeling depending, again.
Depending what kind of lawyer. Depending. What's
about this podcast is eventually we get to a point in every single episode that we've ever done where I just realize how dirt poor I am. Holy smokes.
You got the Bitcoin fucking
foundation. Yeah.
That dumbass 10 years ago who was playing dice with Bitcoin. What an idiot. Fuck.
Any of you guys going to the Chimquila concert? Or sorry,
I'm definitely going to the Chimquila concert, bro. Yo, what's your thoughts on the movie? You guys watch it?
I'm halfway through.
I haven't seen
it. I started watching it last night.
Any good?
Yeah, I like it.
It's a really good, the director's like really renowned, isn't he? Like he's a really famous director, so.
It's an interesting thing that I got into with someone was, why is Chimquila being targeted as the person that we want to like really feature? Is he as noteworthy to get this kind of interest from Bollywood? And I guess the conspiracy theory here was that, you know, we need a movie that really shows that Sikhs are dumbasses and that they're fascists.
So what's the beef to someone who
so
maybe not understand the background?
Chimquila was obviously a popular singer in the 70s. He had very dirty lyrics.
80s.
Late 70s. Had very dirty lyrics.
For the time.
And he was said, hey, stop corrupting the youth. You're leading them down a weird path. We don't want our culture and society going down that way. He said, okay. Then he continued doing it. And then said, fuck you, I'm going to keep doing it. Come get me. Then he got.
Didn't he change? I'm just asking.
He changed for one album and then he went back.
I see.
He said, I'm sorry. And then he
didn't make any money. Went back to the incentive.
Yeah, well, his point always was, like, this sells and normal stuff doesn't.
Exactly. So, I got to make money.
Case in point.
So within the Sikh circles, he's always been seen as this villain. Within general population and general...
No, would you think, you think in Punjabi population he's a villain?
I think in educated circle, they thought he was bad. And I think in rural circles, he was celebrated because he made music that the people liked.
He made music that people like to listen to in private.
I do think it's funny when the ultra-religious guys really get worked up about this.
But it's not just the ultra-religious guys.
And at the same time, we're bumping Tupac their whole teenagers.
Pac wasn't saying the same thing Chimquila was he?
Really? Hit him up?
The darker the berry, the sweeter the juice.
That was more of uplifting.
That's probably a closer Chimquila lyric than anything else.
That's not a sex lyric. That's trying to say that
black. Really?
You guys are taking that one off. That one doesn't count. I don't know where you're going with that one. I don't think you can compare Chimquila and Tupac. I think that's a weird.
No. I'm not. I'm not comparing him. Not at all. I'm just saying that sometimes the people that are so vocal against that stuff, don't look at the stuff they're listening to. Yeah, or listen to the stuff they actually listen to.
The people who would say, hey, Chimquila should be banned and we should be making a movie on it are the same people saying a bunch of other shit and listening to some other music from other
cultures. That's the point.
I agree, yes.
Yeah, I can't listen to Muse or like a bunch of other guys around my kid because of the language.
He does, yeah, there's a bunch of F words in there.
Right? I thought Sidhu was considered like a clean...
Not well, he does
conscious.
He swears like a sailor. But talks about killing all the time.
But he's not talking about sleeping with your sister-in-law. You know what I mean? My wife is
on my case. Huh? Like, my wife is on my case.
Oh,
he's cut off from Sadhu. So walking around like this. Like, yo, you better do this, otherwise. And he's pointing at me like, Dad. He's like, all right, fuck.
But it's a form. Is it a form of art?
Yes.
And is it too gone that we should really care at this point, or people should be worked up about it?
I don't know. I mean, think Jim Keela had in
40 years. It's going on 40 years.
I know people, and I mean by people, parents, my parents, who are still like, why are we celebrating Jim Keela? Why is this guy still like? What's
is the movie celebrating him?
I think the fact that it's featuring him and that he's getting this
hype. No, but I mean, you can have a
bio remembered with this like level of reverence that he deserves the best Bollywood director and like top Punjabi actors.
It's a good story. It's a good story.
And
it's
a good story, right?
Doing it well so
far. And he got killed.
Yeah.
I mean, look how we watch Narcos. We all watch Narcos like, oh, Pablo's the man. Yo, he was a tyrant, man. Like he killed numerous amounts of people, but we still celebrate Pablo Escobar. Why?
I mean, I'm not saying boycott the movie. I think boycott.
No, I'm just saying from a psychology standpoint. You know, we really get worked up about this, but our same community is still celebrating all these other figures in history. I think just because this one's ours, you know, we get a bit sensitive.
I think what's been kind of funny to me is people who don't understand the lyrics of Jim Keela's songs, but want to celebrate him because they're like, yo, he's pretty badass. And then at the same time, they're the same ones who act religious on a different side, on different topics. I think there's a dichotomy there.
You think he should have been killed?
No.
I think that's always the controversy, right? So.
I mean, I don't think a lot of people should be killed, but at the same time, I think a lot of people should be killed. So I'm a walking polarized idiot. Like I said, man, I'm an idiot. Just don't trust what I say. Fuck.
Yeah. Like he probably. Been killed, and it's still an open question about who did it.
I know who did it, yo. I know the guys. My boy's mama killed him, yo. Trust. To this day, I don't know, man. Shit.
But the reason behind it,
I always thought people knew who did it because every article I read, like, say this is the thing who did it. Even if he didn't get charged, he's the one who gets credited for it. But
yeah, somebody's credited for it. But like, there's all these conspiracy theories because other artists apparently wanted him dead too, right?
Yeah, because he was taking from their paycheck.
Taking the money. And stuff, yeah. Lots of conspiracy. And I mean, it's crazy, man. Some artists that have been gunned down. Look at all the John Lennon for the reason he was gunned down to the singer Selena.
Why was John Lennon?
I think what was fascinating is he was holding a catcher in the right book. I don't know the exact history, but killed him. Remember the Selena, the big singer, was killed by her manager or something like that. There's a big movie that Jennifer Lopez did way back in the day. Really famous singer. She was gone. Like, there's been a bunch, or they've self-inflicted, right? Art is very interesting, but it's just music. You know, in this day and age, is his music really affecting our youth? Our youth can't even understand.
I mean, look, man, we're all just one comment away from someone telling us that we deserve to die. Like, the people I get in my DMs sometimes are the wildest parasocial relationships you could even imagine. That makes sense to me. Like, literally, if we say the wrong, and we know this, I think on this show, we realize there's certain things and certain topics that if we broach it in a certain way, we're inviting a certain level of disdain scrutiny and... Yeah. You know,
I think people have too much time on their hands. If you don't like it, don't watch it.
Yeah,
it's not changing the culture. It's not going to change Punjabi culture. You're not going to hold Jim Keela in reverence because of one movie. Mm-hmm. Or Bhangra's already gone that direction anyways. The music's changed. It's more hip hop than it is Bhangra now. So I don't think this one movie and those acting in it is going to make this huge cultural shift, if you will. From what it is now, it's just a movie. Treat it that you don't want to watch it. Don't want to watch it. Don't watch it.
You know what? Kudos to Dilji. He's making good content, music wise, and
yeah, man, yeah. I saw that Dilji. It is his era, and someone's been writing it. This is, we're just living in it, or whatever.
Dilji apparently his concert yesterday was the biggest Punjabi concert in North America,
outside of India. Yeah,
outside 80,000. Now, I've seen some people say, nah, you guys are forgetting about Jazzy B, Wonderland 95.
No.
Like
King Theater, Wonderland, that's classic. Yeah,
King Theater, doesn't it seat a max of 1,500 people? I feel like some real Nugget Keaton math happened to say that Jazzy B set the record of all-time biggest show.
The hell's the capacity of Wonderland anyways?
Yeah, like the total capacity is 10,000.
I know, kudos to the guy, man, and he's doing it big. Yeah, he's a true rock star.
While we were gone, people were saying that Diljit should be boycotted for acting in Shimkila.
Yeah, but there was 80,000. A month ago they were saying boycott him because he went to the Abani's pre-wedding event and he performed there. Ban him out.
It's like everybody's hero, right? Because he's the only one. Him and Rihanna.
They got paid. He got incentivized, so he went.
Yeah. Talking about casting kids and Shimkila's music, there's two bands, the cell phone band and Peel Schools, and a TikTok band coming up. How we feel about that?
Let me tell you how I feel about them right now. You guys are really got me on my high horse today.
It's that poutine way right before
that. That poutine and
gravy's going to your brain.
Break down, bro. I'm surprised you have the energy.
I know. Yeah, he ate a gravy. He had a full box of gravy. Literally, this guy inhaled the whole box in about 30 seconds to a minute. Itis is not a thing, I guess.
No, I feel like the only reason I thought about this one. So I don't like the TikTok ban. I think it's dumb. I do agree that TikTok is mush for our brains. That there's nothing good to be had by having kids spend hours and copious amounts of time on TikTok, which is really good at getting us addicted to, you know, doom scrolling and watching all that stuff. I just don't like the idea of government censoring apps because I think that's a slippery slope.
You just said China was the way to go. This is great.
China does every app.
Yeah.
Instagram, Facebook, fucking everything, Twitter.
Cancel it all.
No. So, like,
Shinda's 10 viewers, the kid, the boys that he watches, can't watch him anymore. Everything sure. Bagel will go with the end of Everything Bagel.
There's just something strange about governments mandating the removal of apps specifically. Like, hey, this app is so good at sucking people in that. And you know what the real thing?
Heroin's wonderful at sucking people in too, but we ban it for a reason.
Okay, agreed. But let's not pretend like Instagram Reels isn't doing the exact same thing TikTok is.
Fair enough, 100%.
YouTube Shorts isn't. What was the number one reason that they targeted TikTok for? Is it a Chinese company? Singaporean. You know, ByteDance isn't China. The Chinese government has a small stake in ByteDance or something, which is they're like, it's not a Chinese company the way they're
selling. But I don't know. I'm going to ask you, does the algorithm change from North America to Asia?
So
for what children are viewing?
China doesn't, they don't use TikTok in China. China has a different app that has a different algorithm. But let's not kid ourselves. The thing that really is really behind this is the ADL saying that we have a TikTok problem. That the amount of information and Gen Z that are getting pushed pro-Palestinian viewpoints are coming from TikTok, and we have no control over that.
What's ADL?
The Anti-Defamation
League. Anti-Defamation League.
Basically, the pro-Israel lobby in the U.S. is, you know, they run under the guise of the ADL. It was clear. I feel like it was clear as day because you had the ADL on a call saying, hey, we have a TikTok problem. We have a Gen Z problem. The reason that Gen Z generally is pro-Palestinian is they're getting information from TikTok. And TikTok isn't, you know, they say YouTube censors anti-Zionist views. Anti-Zionism is something that YouTube actively kind of flags in their algorithm. TikTok doesn't. Instagram actively will flag and suppress these kind of posts. TikTok doesn't. So what they're saying is TikTok is giving people more of an unfiltered, unbiased take that we are having a hard time countering. And it was around the same time that this stuff started happening that politicians started getting really anti-TikTok. And now they're saying, hey, if TikTok wants to exist, they got to divest and, you know, get some more American ownership in there. Remove the China. It's not a China problem, man. America's spying on, it's not a spying problem either, because the American tech companies are spying on us all the time. American government's spying on us all the time. Snowden proved that, right? It's not a, you know, we're here for the freedoms and we think TikTok's impeding on the freedoms. It's, that's why I think it's a dangerous slope.
But, okay, regardless of, fair enough. I mean, but my other question, do you think there should be an age limit to this stuff?
Yes.
Where you can be pro or con or whatever viewpoint you take, where someone can be so kind of brainwashed, if I can't find a better term, to being on these things constantly, and it is a drug.
Yeah, but when you're younger, didn't you ever, like, lie about the age gate stuff?
I mean, what's, you enter a button, right? That's why they're saying that.
Yeah.
It's like, are you 18? Yeah. Yes.
Yes. You know?
Are you, like, when you go on YouTube or you open Netflix, this content contains, you know, harsh language. Viewer discretion is, you skip over. You're like, yeah, I'm 18, I can view this. The number of kids playing GTA 6 that were grade 6 in grade 6, right?
Yeah. That's what I mean. Is a ban not a bad thing? So they get nothing.
So I think we need to find ways to limit kids, and I think parents need to play more of an active role in that. And I'm not, like, so in Canada, they said we want to ban cell phone use in schools. I think that's a great
thing. They are banning it.
And they should, right? Like, but they had those banned when we were kids. No, we couldn't wear out cell phones.
Yeah, I completely agree with it. There's nothing wrong with it.
No, but they did. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, haven't they been doing that for the last long
time? No.
Oh,
it was not been important. Now what they're saying is the kid's phone can be confiscated, like how we had it. So we pulled out our phone and we were using, the teacher would just take it. Okay. That rule had kind of been forgotten. Right. I guess the teacher want to get involved. Now the province is saying, no, you will be doing that. You pull out your phone, we take your phone.
And they said,
I'm all for it.
And they said school websites and school internets will no longer be able to access social media sites. So
why were they in the first place?
I always thought they were banned back then too, because like there are certain websites you just couldn't access from school.
Yeah. Like workplaces have it. Workplaces control everything. Yeah. I'm sure at the appeal board they control their own websites there too. Why wouldn't they do it to the kids?
Yeah, no, I'm not against any of this. I think it's all fair game.
Yeah, people raise the concern. It's like, oh, what if I need to, like, get to my kid urgently, right? Well, then fuck, find out where they should be at that period and call the teacher.
I mean, there's no...
Yeah, bring that system back. You've been called down to the office. Your dad's here. Your mom's here. There's nothing wrong with that. We use it with elementary kids. It works fine. So why? What changes?
Yeah, no. I'm pro-banning and limiting access to these narcotics, these dopamine... You know,
and
America needs cell phones though in school, because they are fucking school
shooters. We shouldn't laugh about those. We'll be laughing.
Look, man. Yeah. Someone told me that there was a school shutdown not too long ago because a Punjabi kid was caught bringing a gun to school. What? And a lot of this stuff doesn't make the news a lot of the time because they don't want to raise certain flags. But like a teacher was telling us, like, yeah, our school got shut down. Grade 7 kid. Brought a gun to school. What are you going to do, right? As one of my friends said, we need to get more guns to kids or something.
If you forget from even the heroin aspect, the fact that they're not paying attention in school because they're just on their phone, they're not even, and they have their own social stuff going on. They're just not focused why they're supposed to be there.
And then we're wondering
why our math scores are going down. We're wondering why, you know, the level of education has gone to shits. So, well, if the curriculum hasn't changed, if what they have to learn hasn't changed that much, why are they not able to accomplish it?
Yeah. No, I agree.
You know, like, what is it? Why can't they pay attention?
I think I'm on the same page with you guys in that I think all this stuff should be banned for kids. I just don't think you outlaw and make it illegal to run an app that is addictive.
In the schools?
No, like you don't ban. I don't think you can say, hey, TikTok's algorithm is really good. There go, TikTok itself is banned. Unless you find a way to ban all other apps of the same ilk. Like you got to be able to say, well, now all social media is banned. Because social media all around does the exact same thing, right? Banned, Twitter has to get banned. YouTube needs to get banned. Every single app that tries to do what TikTok is doing needs to get banned. But being selective and picking and choosing which one you ban, I think is weird.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I also kind of like don't care about it at a certain point. I just hear a lot of influencers crying about it. Like, oh, I'm making money off of this. Now I got to move. Like, oh, boo hoo.
Yeah, I mean, fuck them, right?
A real job, you know? Like, who cares?
You know, and it's completely opposite when we hear how much an influencer makes. Like, what? How the hell are they making that much money?
Now everyone has to be an influencer, right? Like with the realtors and everyone making little skits to like keep your interest.
Look, at the end of the day, it should be a pastime and that's it. Like if someone's going on, they want to, you know, check social media, but it's become so much of a fabric of our daily life that, you know, if I don't know, man, watching kids and how easily they get addicted to the tablets and whatnot. And I'm guilty of it too.
TikTok?
Sorry?
Is this podcast on TikTok?
Yes.
No more.
So to answer that, we do have a TikTok account. I did post several of our videos on TikTok. They never really go anywhere, so it's not like TikTok. TikTok just doesn't like us. I'll be honest. TikTok doesn't like me. The so most there, they do. Is like Instagram reels.
Like, I guess they do flag some people.
Yeah. I don't know. I just feel like the reasons that TikTok's being blocked are a lot more nefarious than it's hurting the kids. Because if it's about hurting the kids, you know, mass block everyone. Because a certain community feels like they're being targeted by TikTok, let's say what the community is, who that community is, and why they feel targeted by TikTok.
I think at the end of the day, let's say just get rid of that narrative. If you just say, ask any parent, do you think you get rid of it? Everyone says yes. And, you know, when we say, well, the parents need to be more involved. Well, the parents are bloody just as guilty as everybody else because we're all on it as well, right? So at some point, there has to be a breaking point for all of us to say, we didn't get off this shit, right? Yeah. So I'm all for it, man. You know, if tomorrow social media wasn't here, would I cry? No.
But that's because you guys... social media, right?
No, I mean, we're still on it all the time, but would you, really?
You had a life before it. So for you to go back to the way things were isn't a huge deal. I think for a certain population to say, hey, if they said, hey, we're banning the internet, would you be for it?
We just went through a year of being told you couldn't go outside, so we all survived. It wasn't very nice, but we'll get by.
Reason we got by is because we have the internet. Imagine we didn't have the internet; we were told to stay inside. That would have been wild.
Yeah, that's like the blackout. Remember when that happened?
Shinda, you're making it sound as like drastic as it is. They actually have to have a foundation or a basis for why they're banning it, right? So like the Chinese ownership, you can minimize it, but it is a concern. There are fucking balloons going over like the continent of North America from China.
That was linked to being from China. Not to being from China.
Where are they from?
They were people running research projects.
Right, and an influence. We're talking about international influence in our own elections.
Dude, I know what you're doing. I understand why you're doing it, but come on, you're smarter than that. Come on, it's not China.
I'm just saying.
I understand why you're saying what you're saying.
You made the jump to the internet. So similarly,
I'm saying
you can only get away with these as long as you have some sort of.
But let's say if you are at a war with a country and a certain technology is clearly making a generation dumber than the one previous to it, and your enemy has banned this to their children, and their children are getting smart. Common sense would convey you like, okay, they have an advantage. We got to get rid of this.
Then get rid of all of them. Get rid of the ones that you are using.
I'm all for it. 100%.
I'm saying if you're gonna do that, you have to get rid of Facebook. You have to get rid of YouTube. You have to get rid of all of them.
Marketplace, that thing is good.
Facebook. I love Marketplace. I used to say, to say the one that's influencing us because our enemies, so to speak, use it against us.
China's our enemies? That's a pretty hot take.
I mean, that's what they're saying, that, you know, foreign parties are using TikTok to influence Americans particularly. To think certain ways. And I think American politicians use social media here to influence people a certain way.
Yes.
And they've always used it. We used to have TV, which was very not accessible, to influence the general population a certain way. I just mean, look, to say that it's because it's, you know, China collecting this data versus America collecting this data, which America has been caught doing on the world, not just Americans. You got to be honest with yourself, man. Get rid of all of them, but don't say you're getting rid of one to protect us.
What do you got, like a stock in TikTok? What's your beef here?
No, my beef, look, man.
It's so senti over nothing.
I'm pro free speech. And I think the people trying to manipulate us is wild.
Like Elon, except he allows countries to censor Twitter. Yeah,
like Elon's sitting up there saying, hey, I love free speech. Hey, who wants to let EVs into their country? I will censor the shit out of anyone speaking against your country for that very
reason. Kind of like PPU as well, right? Where he says, oh, freedom of speech and then takes payouts.
I guess. I don't know. But I'm still voting PP. Sorry, you. So fuck you.
I'm not voting PP. The Green Party is very alluring right now.
If it was Andrew Scheer,
I have five votes, I would be glad to be part of that.
Andrew Scheer was the leader of the Conservative Party. You know the exact same outcome as last election, right? PP is the difference for this.
No, you're wrong there. You're wrong. Yeah. If Andrew Scheer, even if Peter O'Toole was to run again, they would win. There's such. Oh, come on. You guys
are friggin' really stretching your way of not saying you want
to. Dude, I was thinking by chance he could get minority government again, Trudeau.
Only
but his popularity is tanked, man.
Popping up.
And the writings are being split. The writings are being split like crazy in the GTA to favor the Conservatives. If you look at some of the writings, I think it's Brampton North is getting split.
But that was going to be a split for a while now, wasn't it?
No, but some of them are getting split into Caledon, and there's other areas that are going to more conservative areas.
Look, we just went through an election. Nothing has drastically changed from the last election we had, other than PP is now the leader of the Conservatives, and that is the difference.
Other than us being in a fucking recession right now.
And everybody having hard times. And housing crisis.
Housing was fucking ape shit.
They hate JT now. The world hates JT.
They hate him.
No.
He doesn't even have a strong supporting cast. Who's he going to prop up there? Name one person.
All I'm saying is all the shit that we hate the Liberals for today was true about hating the Liberals 2 years ago.
I think the Liberals are trying to tank it.
Like the arrive,
get rid of Trudeau.
The Arrive app? The Arrive Can app, that was around then too?
Yes. We didn't have the full details on the missing. Huh?
The details. The scandal was out.
Brother.
No, right?
Brother, you know how many scandals Trudeau has survived? What about the freaking
charity? Yeah.
The charity. We work.
High level.
You have to look at algebra.
If you don't think that PP contributes to the reason we hate, listen.
You really think that one guy is the catalyst for change and the reason why everybody hates Trudeau? No, just him.
I think
it's going to be one of those things like Trump. You know how everybody hated Trump, but they're like I ain't voting for Hillary. It's one of those scenarios again, right? And Trump's going to win.
I think you guys are being dishonest with yourselves. Just say PP is a nice guy. I don't understand why you guys are so anti-PP.
Yeah, I understand. If he's paying you to say it, then that's great. I get it. It's cool, man.
And all his supporters are agents, too.
All I know is I got sponsored.
Oh, yeah, we didn't even talk about that on the podcast, did we? Yeah, we did.
I don't know what we talked about, man.
But you can, PP is, I don't know. Do you think he's going to do any better? I don't know. But a change. You know, you need a change.
Look, if we're looking at credentials-wise, PP's a career politician. You could say, Trudeau's a drama teacher. PP hasn't worked and, hasn't done anything outside of politics. Neither has Scheer. We don't bring the best and brightest sometimes to the top levels anymore. And maybe that's...
Have you guys heard of a good candidate coming up for PP?
I'm sure there's nice guys, man.
Nice guys.
What do you have to be mad for? Yo.
Well, I'm just waiting for the anti-immigration person. They're going to have one.
And let's be honest. Would we be anti-them for being anti-immigration?
No.
We kind of want the anti-immigration guys to be like, thank you for saying what was on my mind.
I don't think we're anti-immigration. We want controlled immigration. I think that's a better word.
I'm not anti-immigration. I'm just saying make housing.
Anti-immigration doesn't mean you're anti-immigrant as well. That's another thing. You know, so if you speak about the immigration, everybody thinks you're a racist now. It's like, no. It's just the flow of people is too high and we don't have the services to provide. right?
Yeah,
it's a different approach. You want more people from different countries, but it's the right way.
Loki, I still haven't gotten over my head that Jake Meat's making 230 grand a year.
270.
270, shit. And a full pension. So for the and next... Full...
What's the pension at? Because he's been voted a few times as MP. Increases every time.
Does it increase? I thought it was...
Yep. No, it's every time. It's no, there's something. Like, or if you... Or is it you only get it after you hit a few wins, like three wins or something?
I thought it was two terms and you get it, but... 270 from the rest of his
life. I thought Murray was the GOAT for that. He must have the highest pension. Yeah.
270 for two terms for
six. Oh, what's the pension? I'm telling you, that pension's high, man.
I don't know. Anyways, yo, we've been on this for 2 hours almost. You guys have closing.
Oh, goddamn.
We suck at this thing so bad. We forgot how to podcast. Any this closing remarks? This is when I tell you guys that I forgot to hit record, right?
Nah, he's doing that thing again.
He's trying to be smart.
No, I recorded. I think it's recording. I didn't check the levels, but pretty sure we're recording.
Yeah, no, let's do this more regularly now.
All right.
Or the next time one of our listeners asks. So if you want to hear another episode, ask us.
All right. But after listening to this, people are like, yeah, now I realize why I don't like this. Listen, like, my life was better 3 weeks ago. But till then. Oh, yo, we fucking didn't even talk about Shogun. Fuck you guys. Greatest show ever?
That's a far take. Greatest
show? Really, really good show. They made one misstep.
I didn't like the season finale.
The season finale should have been the start of the next season. And the episode
before that is... That's a good call.
I don't think I think they were smart not to do a second season. I think...
Are we about to go into a 30-minute deep dive on Shogun, or are we going to end this?
The second season?
No, it was supposed to be a one season... Because there's only one book, and they're like, we're not going to make up new content for this.
No, but the ending clearly lays the foundation for a possible second season.
The showrunner said, we're not doing a second season. It's a one-season thing.
Oh, that sucks.
That was a season finale. It's a miniseries that lived in its own world. Lined up with the book.
That's a markdown for me. Because then you didn't end it in the right way.
Why not? You know exactly what's going to happen. He said, this is how I planned it out. The board is set up for how it's going to execute now.
Yeah, but there's a lot to it because we won't reveal anything. People might still be watching.
Randy's going to fact check me on is Shogun only getting...
No, someone else just told me, I didn't see any dates for a second season.
Yeah, it's not getting a second season. The showrunner is confirmed.
House of Dragons is coming on soon, too.
Show's been kind of low-key. I haven't been impressed with that one.
I actually watched it all the way through. I was impressed.
I watched it all the way through, but I never left, a mark.
The bitter taste of the original never left.
Yeah, it didn't erase the history. I mean, I appreciate what it is. But it's not like, hey, we got to go downstairs and watch it right now because it just came out. Shogun became must-watch viewing. I got to watch it before I get hit with a spoiler. House of Dragons,
Shogun was sick.
Shogun I watched was good. Oh, just to make sure I didn't get fucked over by spoilers.
Yeah. Anywho, more back to regular conversations next week. When we do these podcasts after so long, so much changes that we have to like skip 99% of all the good stuff that happened and focus on what happened just yesterday.
That's true.
Recap next week.
What playoffs? You guys didn't even show up.
Shut the fuck up. We weren't even in playoffs. Where the fuck are the Habs?
Last time we were in the playoffs, we kicked your ass. The fuck you talking
about? Where are the Habs?
Who cares? We're the Leafs.
Exactly.
Are you really celebrating the fact showing up?
We're still part of the conversation.
Really? Are you even part of the conversation for any we're positive part of the reason?
There is a conversation. We're part of it. Anyway.
You're treading such little water with this thing. Because I know deep down in your heart, you realize your team doesn't deserve to be here.
The poutine, man. Come on.
The biggest thing that you're putting yourself through by even wanting to acknowledge that the Leafs made the playoffs is wild.
They are a playoff team.
I'm sure this can be discussed on the next podcast.
A first-round elimination team, brother.
Consecutively.
Here's me trying to end the podcast 5 minutes ago. All right.
All right.
You know who's a playoff team? The Canucks. No. Let's be honest. The Canucks are a playoff team.
Yo, this feels like when you end up saying bye at the end of the night and you stand at the door and you start another fucking conversation.
I'm so offended that Randy thinks that the Leafs are worth talking about.
I'm so offended I'm talking to you about sports. You know nothing.
All right.
Looks like we're back, boys.
Holy smokes. Good luck.
All right, we'll do this.
Goalie put that strong on everything, Bagel.
Hey. What, they're down 3-1? There's a chance. There is a chance. I'll give you that.
No, they're done. They're done.
Get out of here. All right, yo. Let's go golfing.
Salute.
Peace.
Peace.
How long was that shit?
I don't know.